To evoke social change, it takes compassion and empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feeling of one another. And compassion is pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. I think that these points are both important to evoke social change because both points put emphasis on seeing into others and giving others pity or concern. Empathy is key in evoking social change because if you have empathy, then that means that you understand and share some feelings as other people. As an example, Adam Foss showed empathy towards Christian in his case because Christian was just a kid that needed money to pay his tuition and made a very poor choice. But Adam Foss saw himself in Christian, and instead of ruining the rest of his life, marking him as a felon, he showed empathy and worked on ways to get the laptops back to the place where he stole them from. Empathy within a person is also key because empathetic people are less likely to engage in delinquency or crime. I think that quote says a lot because people that share feelings as one another can open up to each other about it. But if you don't share the same feelings as other people, then that person is probably thinking that he or she is all alone in this world. Compassion is very important in evoking social change because people that have power in the decision of whether or not somebody will be getting incarcerated should have compassion, or else they will just keep putting people into prison, which is costing our taxpayers in Utah nearly $1 million a day. As state policymakers continue to feel pressure to introduce measures to keep crime rates low, they would therefore do well to look beyond incarceration for alternative policies that not only may be able to accomplish the important task of protecting public safety, but may do so more efficiently and more effectively. As a citation above, in Utah they are actively looking for an alternative to prison for the people that committed a crime, but maybe not murder or something along those lines. But if you did something not so good, but maybe it was an accident, then that's where the alternative policies come into play. And in conclusion, above are the two reasons that I believe that will evoke social change, because those two elements are key. They are key because if you have neither of two reasons and you are, for say, a prosecutor, then you will just put everyone into jail, even for the smallest crime, and just keep making our taxpayers pay more and more every year. And without these elements, our society will crumble, because if nobody shows empathy or compassion toward one another, then change will never take place within the social ranks.